Hallelujah. What a beautiful day like this, the 13th day of the month of August, year 2022. Beloved, wherever you are, I want you to appreciate the Lord. I want you to give God the glory. I want you to appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to lift up the name of the Lord and bless his name. Our Father is worthy of all praise, is worthy to be adored, is worthy to be lifted high. There is no one like him. There is no one that can be compared with him. He's an incomparable God. He's an incomprehensible God. He is God that never fails. Just bless his name and worship him. Give him glory for his protection upon your life and your family. Give him glory for who he is. He never changes. Bless his name and magnify him. He changeth not, is the Almighty King. Thank you, Father. Join me and say thank you, Jesus, 7 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And this is the 13th day of the month of August. The Lord God has been doing a lot of things using these high voltage prayers. It has woken up the prayer altars of many people. It has revived the prayer staminas and prayer muscles of people. A lot of people have testimony as a result of understanding the power, the import of prayers. And I know as you pray and raise prayer altar, the heaven will support you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget our popular scriptures. As from the days of John the Baptist, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and take violent men and women to withdraw what belongs to them from the evilies. I pray that God will answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Can you just raise your voice as you bless the name of the Lord and worship him and bless his name? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship his holy name. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. But before the prayer, make this confession after me. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 9 to 11. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. That's a powerful confession. Confess this one after me also. Psalm 56 verse 9. Very powerful psalm. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Let's repeat again. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. When you cry unto the Lord in prayer this morning, your enemy shall turn back, your enemy shall be broken, your enemy shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Look at Psalm 56 verse 9. That is the place we have just read. We read it again. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, God is for me. When you cry unto the Lord today, you will see what the Lord will perform in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oppression agenda. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my father's house against my destiny. Die by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, oppression agenda of my mother's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my mother's house against my destiny. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Oppression agenda of my mother's house against my destiny. Die by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil altar of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Can you say this one? Say, every evil altar of my mother's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my mother's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my mother's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar of my mother's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Somebody will need to pray this next one very well. The evil rope that is tying you down to one spot shall be broken as we pray this prayer. Say, any evil rope tie me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Any evil rope tie me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Any evil rope tie me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Any evil rope tie me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Any evil rope tie me down, break and release me in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, disgrace every evil power of my father's house in the name of Jesus. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, disgrace every evil power of my father's house in the name of Jesus. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, disgrace every evil power of my father's house in the name of Jesus. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, disgrace every evil power of my father's house in the name of Jesus. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, disgrace every evil power of my father's house in Jesus' name we pray. Say, arrow of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrows of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrows of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrows of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction targeted against my destiny, go back to your sender in Jesus' mighty name we pray. La keto pun sotoli kadaba. Limbra galagan groko sotoli kadaba. Say, unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant limiting my life, break, 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 Jesus' name we pray. Moskobi Kadaka. Say foundational evil voice. Calling my name in the night. Be silenced by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational evil voice. Calling my name in the night. Be silenced by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational evil voice. Calling my name in the night. Be silenced by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Three prayers more. Say, garment of opposition designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of opposition designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of opposition designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of opposition designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, garment of poverty is designed by the evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of poverty designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of poverty designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, garment of stagnancy designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of stagnancy designed by evil power of my father's house. Catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. You spirit of disfavor, depart from that brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil ant controlling your destiny, I cut off the ant in the name of Jesus Christ. Power sending your helpers away from you, I bury that power now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of limitation, every yoke of backward movement, I command the yoke to be broken by fire, be broken by fire, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to limit your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I prophesy to the life of that sister that the Almighty God will touch your business and your business shall move to the next level in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yesterday, we continued our topic and we are still continuing today. When problems are deep, there are surface problems that can be handled by ordinary prayers, just normal prayers. But there are deep problems, complex problems that cannot be handled just with ordinary prayers. The revelations of that problem, the secret root of that problem must be revealed. The cause root of that problem must be revealed. What is the reason why that problem is in place must be revealed. If we don't get to that area where we can get the spiritual diagnosis of the problem, it will be difficult to get solution. And that is why you see a lot of people running from pillar to post, a lot of people running from one house to one prayer house to another, a lot of people trying everything they can do. At the end of the day, they look frustrated, they look downcast, they look down, they don't know what to do again because they've run around and they have not gotten solution. Instead of solution, they are entering into more bondage because they could not get solution, and those who are supposed to tell them they could not help them, they are pushed them into another bondage. Beloved, when problems are deep, you have to look at that problem as a tree. A tree has a stem. A tree has flowers. A tree has branches. And a tree has leaves. So a tree also has root. You know that leaves and flowers, branches and stems, they have been sustained by the root, meaning that if you want to get solution, permanent solution to a deep problem, you must go through a comprehensive deliverance program, a comprehensive prayer pattern, a comprehensive prayer chain for you to look into it and break the yoke there. The secret behind that problem must be revealed. Then you'll be able to pray accurate and targeting prayer. The Bible says, he revealed the deep and secret thing. He knows what is in darkness, for light shineth in him. Daniel 2, verse 22. So the Bible says he revealed the secret to his servant, the prophet. So every battle of life, especially deep battles of life, they always have a causative agent, a secret behind them, a secret, something that has caused it, something that is sustaining it. And that is why yesterday I told you, what strengthens deep problems are, number one, secret sin and iniquity. Iniquity in your father's house can make a problem to be strengthened and deep. Two is multiple covenant. Covenant is an agreement that is binding two or more people together under a condition to do something for each other. And three is multiple causes. Causes from here, causes from there. Somebody causes you from there, another cause. And causes become a problem, become multiple. It can make life and make situation miserable. It can make life miserable and make that problem to be hard. You need to understand that. We need to know that these are the reasons why people are deep, deep problem. Number four is evil dedication. When you are dedicated, when you are in the womb, or you are dedicated at birth to Satan, to water spirit, to idol, it can be very dangerous, because when you are dedicated, you become a complete property of that spirit you are dedicated to. You have no authority of your own. You have been surrendered completely, like sold out to that power. It is only the mercy of Jesus, mercy of God, that can help us. But I tell you, sycamore tree has been planted long time ago with Zacchaeus in the mind of God. When Zacchaeus could not see Jesus, he climbed the sycamore tree, and Jesus said, "Today I'll be in your house." There is another tree called the cross of Calvary. When you climb the cross of Calvary today, you will see mercy of God. That mercy will dismantle deep problem and you'll be liberated. Listen to me. There is no problem that heaven cannot solve. I know. As you begin to pray now, solutions shall be given in the name of Jesus. There are three prayers I'm going to give you. When these prayers are prayed very well, you will notice a complete change in your life. These are deep deliverance prayers, but you need to pray them, spending time 5-10 minutes on each, and aggressively bombard it, and you will see solution. But before we pray, bring out a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, we thank you for the bottle of oil and this bottle of water. We pray that the power, the fire of the Holy Ghost shall mix with this water and this oil, and it shall become illuminated, it shall become fresh, it shall become supernatural, it shall carry power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You can drink from it. Rub it on your chest very well. Also, rub it on your forehead as you enter this prayer now. You can put a little on your belly button. Then you vomit out this prayer aggressively. You will shout more than before. Say, "Foundational strong man, assigned to make life difficult for me, die by fire." That is the prayer. "Foundational strong man, assigned to make life difficult for me, die by fire." In the name of Jesus. "Foundational strong man, assigned to make life difficult for me, die by fire." In the name of Jesus. "Foundational strong man, assigned to make life difficult for me, die. In the name of Jesus. "Foundational strong man, assigned to make life difficult for me, die." In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Say, "Holy Ghost, go into my root and deliver me from captivity." In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from captivity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is the third one. Say, "Oh God, my Father, show me the secret of the battle in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the secret of this battle. You can mention the battle, you know what you are facing. So maybe if it's looking for the fruit of the womb or inability to get settled in marriage, you pray, say, oh God, my Father, show me the secret of this battle in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the secret of this battle in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, show me the secret of this battle in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the secret of this battle in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the secret of this battle in my life in Jesus' name. Pray. When you pray very well, the Lord will show you that revelation. The Lord will open your eyes and you'll be amazed at what the Lord has done. Pray very well. You can take the oil I pray on now, put it on your eye a little, and the Lord will open your spiritual eyes. I pray your spiritual eyes will open wide, and you will see the reason why this thing is going on in your life. And the God of heaven will give you solution and the key to get yourself free, the key to break through, the key to break forth, and the key to have your deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray on this prayer request that you have in your hand. Lord, I pray that all requests in the hand of your people, right at their heart, also will be answered by fire. Those who have been praying seriously to get good job, the Lord will visit you. The yoke of the enemy shall be broken. Every embargo on your life shall be broken. Power that is making life stagnant shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many people who are connected to this prayer program. The Lord will bless you and set you free from captivity. The Lord will lift you high and promote your destiny. The Lord will break the yoke of your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who are going for interview, may the Lord visit you. May the Lord go ahead of you and you come back with testimony. Those who are expecting their permanent resident document, may the Almighty God show you that is the Almighty. May God visit your name, visit your destiny. May God give you testimony. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, may God bless you with twins and triplets. And may God help everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, this year, the Lord will set you maritally in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.